Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
I really don't have that close of a connection to the harbor.
It's nice. I mean, you know, it's one of the good places to come.
It's in the air.
Every Thursday morning, all summer, we've been taking you to Boston Harbor with stories of its past and present in a series we're calling Looking Out, A New View of Boston Harbor. We've taken you swimming and fishing and told you other stories of people enjoying the waters around Boston. This morning, WBUR's Fred Tice ends our series with a look at the harbor's future and the challenges it faces.
The big challenge is global warming. One report finds that of all the cities in the U.S., only three, Miami, New York, and New Orleans, are at greater risk of increasing storm surges than Boston.
This is a really serious matter.
Pat Brandis is executive director of the Barr Foundation.
And the harbor is, of course, the gateway to these storms and the surges. So there are all kinds of plans being dreamt up at the moment, of big gates being put across the islands to protect us from these kind of storm surges. The islands could be part of the solution. The islands could also be submerged.
To save the islands from being submerged, the Barr Foundation made a tough decision. It has been one of the biggest supporters of programs to restore Boston Harbor and to get people to enjoy it, everything from Outward Bound on Thompson Island to bringing fish back to the Neponset River. But this year, the foundation decided to focus its grants on what it sees as the biggest threat to the harbor and the city of Boston, global warming.
The change in priorities at the foundation will produce a gap in the funding that many groups have been depending on for their programming and their activities in the harbor.
Peter Shelley led the Conservation Law Foundation's efforts to clean up Boston Harbor.
In some ways, the easiest part of putting together a park is coming up with the initial funding to acquire it and develop it and build the facilities that are part of it. But what brings a park alive and what keeps it alive is programming and operations and maintenance of the facilities.
On a water taxi out to Spectacle Island, Shelley says what separates most national parks around the world from the greatest hits is the activities. One organization that keeps programs in the Harbor Islands alive is the Island Alliance. Over the years, it's received $2.6 million from the Barr Foundation to increase the number of visitors to the islands to 100,000 a year. This week, Tom Powers, the president of the Island Alliance, took me to the parade grounds of Fort Warren on George's Island.
So, you know, here we are in the middle of the week on a lousy day, and so there are just no tourists around. Basically, you've surrendered the parade grounds to the Canada geese at this point. But this weekend, you're planning the vintage baseball, right?
That's right. On Saturday, there will be vintage or antique baseball, baseball played with the rules of the 1880s.
So connect for me the importance of drawing people to these programs to the future health of the Boston Harbor Islands as a park.
It certainly is important as we try to get people more outdoors, more connected to their out-of-doors, that we give them something to do when they come out to an island.
Over on Spectacle Island, Park Ranger Phil Ram runs a fishing program a couple of times a week on the pier. It's the kind of program that relies on private money.
A few weeks ago, I had a special ed group, 23 kids, and it was an incredible day. First, it was kind of a little hectic trying to get them all organized and realize they have to share a fishing pole. We only have six poles, so that amount of kids. And we had a few groups who were playing tug-of-war with the pole, not wanting to take turns. And then you had one group that all five kids had their hand on the fishing pole, and they were very patiently sitting there with their bait on the bottom, waiting for a bite, hoping to get a fish.
The more people are brought out to the islands, the more we'll have a stake in the harbor's future. But bringing people out is expensive, and the Island Alliance and other organizations are always looking for new funding. With the recession, they're finding it challenging to raise that money. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.